Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And today we had to give Mom a break.
Yes, we did.
So we watched a movie that I knew she would like.
Yep. We've been watching some heavy movies.
Heavy movies.
And yes, this is a movie that I have seen before and love.
It's Best in Show from 2000. It's rated PG-13. It was 90 minutes long, and it was directed by Christopher Guest.
Yep.
This movie is so funny.
It is.
Because you know every single one of those people.
Yes. Yes, you do. You know every one of those people. Someone in your circle is on that movie.
Yeah. When Christopher Guest was just kind of spitballing ideas, he had written down catalog people. And that was just kind of one of his little spitball ideas. And that's who the high-strung couple were.
Yes.
And their L.L. Bean catalogs.
Yes.
Yes. That's what...
Oh, my gosh. I didn't read that. That's funny.
Yeah. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, I did read how he chose the characters. He just wrote a little thing about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful.
This movie is very funny. If you like mockumentaries, pretty much everything Christopher Guest ever does is great.
Yes.
Spinal Tap, awesome.
Yes.
Well, not how well the new Spinal Tap is going to be, because, you know, 45 years out of time.
Yeah. Aren't we past that?
It makes me sad.
Yeah.
Like A Mighty Wind, about a folk band, that was great. Like, everything he does is great.
I've not seen any of the others, but I saw Spinal Tap years ago.
Yeah.
On television. And this one I've seen, you know, numerous times. So, yeah. Wow.
It got a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I saw that.
It got 78 on Metascore.
Yep.
And 7.5 out of 10 on IMDb, which I think is a little low. I mean, this movie's not like avant-garde. It's just funny.
Right. And it's straight up for funny. Which is, you know, that seems strange. It would get that, you know, low of a score. I don't know. But it did say it was received critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that that's funny.
Yeah.
And let's see, a website, I was looking at something. What was I looking at? Maybe from, I don't know if it was from Rotten Tomatoes or not. It's a fine example of Guest's gift for improvisational comedy, a brilliant cast.
Oh, 100%.
Yep.
Anything Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara are in together, it's wild.
Yes.
It's like, you know you're going to be laughing because the two of them together are having so much fun that you can't help but join in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see. This is like number 38 on Bravo's top 100 funniest movies.
I saw that it would premiere, voted it as one of the 50 greatest comedies of all time.
I did not write down premiere. I read it several of them.
But I saw that too.
But Bravo, that's a TV station.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay with a TV station.
Did you get anything about the money?
I did see some stuff about the money. $10 million to make it.
That's what I saw, a budget of about $10
million. Right. And, and gross was $20.8 million.
Yeah,
but I don't remember. I do have some stuff about early on. I don't remember it being in the theaters very long.
No, I definitely remember renting this.
Yeah, let's see, what do I got about that? Come on. Oh, my fingers are so dry that I'm having trouble turning pages.
Oh,
because I thought I had some early interesting stuff. Well, I do have some stuff about the Westminster Dog Show.
Oh, okay.
Which is, you know, they had wanted to film at the at a Westminster dog show, but that got poo-pooed right away.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine the disruption it would take to the real show dogs.
Right, right. Westminster Dog Show started in 1877. A group of guys were getting together, mostly had setters and pointers, hunting dogs,
yeah,
working dogs. And they met at this little bar, the Westminster, and they decided that they'd put this show together. And that's how the Westminster Dog Show grew into what it is today.
Wow.
It has been at the gardens most all of its lifetime. Recently, it has left there. I didn't write that down. I like started writing stuff and stopped. So I either must have fell asleep or, you know, went for some drink or something.
Okay.
But it has been at the Madison Square Garden for years.
Sure.
It just recently moved. So yeah, that's a little bit about the dog show. Dog show world is huge, apparently.
Yeah.
I read a little bit about the whole thing, and it is big. Us cat people don't know that.
No.
But they have cat shows too, but nothing
the only cat of mine that I even could think about taking out would be Ash, because he's the smartest one of the group. Lula's the prettiest, but Ash is the smartest.
Yes, you are correct. But he is a beautiful example of a tuxedo.
Yeah.
He has beautiful markings, and you're right, he is so personable.
Yeah.
And when he looks at you, he looks right into your soul.
He really does.
Holy cow. He just looks right into your soul and takes whatever he wants.
Yep.
But
mostly cookies.
Right. Right. I can see them trying to hold up Reginald Manchego like they hold all those cats up by their front parts and hold out their back legs. Yeah. Reginald would claw your eyes out.
He's not cool with that.
No, huh? Not at all.
The basic plot of this movie is that it's a behind the scenes look into the highly competitive and cutthroat world of dog shows through the eyes of a group of ruthless dog owners.
Yes. That's exactly what they are.
They're all crazy people.
Yes.
The cast is Fred Willard, Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Jennifer Coolidge, Jay Brazeau, Brazeau.
I didn't really recognize that name.
I think he's the doctor, the shrink that the high strung couple talk to.
Yes.
But anyways, whatever, that's his name. Parker Posey, Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, John Michael Higgins, Michael Hitchcock, and Jane Lynch. Those are the faces you recognize.
Yes. Yes, they're his little troupe.
Yeah.
And they all work so well together.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
This movie is incredibly funny.
Yes. And there's something funny for everybody. You know, a lot of people, you know, lots of different tastes in funny, but there's something in this movie for every bit of funny.
Yeah.
I'm always very impressed with stuff like this. Let's see. Mr. Guest himself has done voiceovers on SpongeBob.
Oh, okay.
He's done lots of collabs and movies with a lot of really famous people. And he's in a band. I don't know if it didn't really say if he's still in this band with his buddies. But he's in a band called the Bayman Brothers.
Oh, okay.
He studied all kinds of stuff. And one of his roommates in college was Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, wow.
So he's played guitar with Arlo Guthrie.
That's cool.
Unbelievable. I thought, holy cow. I'm really impressed. Let's see.
2011, November 11th. 2011 was Nigel Tunfall Day, because that was the whole thing about turning it up to 11.
Yes.
That was from that his character in Spinal Tap.
Oh, uh-huh.
So 11, 11, 11. Get it?
I get it. I get it. Oh, my goodness. This movie was filmed mostly in Vancouver and Los Angeles.
Okay.
They thought that they would be able to just go to a dog show and film, and they got a big no for that, so it didn't happen. So they had to set up a dog show from the bottom up.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, they, like I said, those judges, I mean, they had to round up people who would be judges, and they had to round up dogs and those kind of people. I think that was amazing that they were able to do that.
I did recognize the last judge, the male,
uh-huh.
the balding guy. He was on Twin Peaks.
Oh, okay.
He played, he was like an Air Force captain. He was Bobby's dad.
Okay.
He's got a name and I can't tell you what it was. Sergeant somebody or other.
I get that. Somebody had to, you know, somebody who wasn't a real type judge had to do the fake thing, you know.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, that standard poodle was glorious.
Oh, yeah.
And too bad that they had to take that Weimaraner out. I think Weimaraners act like that. But anyway, I mean, that was a beautiful dog, too. I've been watching dog shows all weekend. It's amazing. they're so beautiful. Let's see. But most of the dialogue, like we said, it was improvised.
Yeah.
There was very little planning. Basically, this movie was done in 60 hours of filming.
Is that what I wrote?
I think that's what I have here.
Yeah, 60 hours of footage. 60
hours of, yep. So, you know, that's a lot of time, but it's not a lot of time.
Right.
But when you have people of that caliber, there's no, you know, returning and redoing and doing it over. Oh, I wish I would have done that. I should have done this. Let's do it again. I can't even imagine that would happen with those kind of people.
Can you even imagine the stuff that didn't make it into the movie? Just how goddamn funny it is.
Yes. Yes, I did. I wondered about that. If this is what we saw, what didn't we see? It's got to be amazing. Just amazing, you know. But to be that sharp, I mean, I don't know. I wow. I wish I had some funny in me.
Yeah. You didn't say who Christopher Guest was married to.
Oh, I did. I did. You are correct. That's toward the end here. And most everyone knows that Christopher Guest and Jamie Lee Curtis are married and have been married since 1984.
Yeah.
And they have two daughters together.
Yeah.
He is the son of, you know, the nobleman, you know. He has a half brother that's older than he is, and a sister and a brother that are younger than him.
Hmm.
And ordinarily, the title would go to the oldest child, but the oldest boy was married was born before his father and mother were married. So he was considered ineligible for the title.
Oh.
I thought, oh, cool. That's weird. I didn't know that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis has said that sometimes she'll try to, like, sneak in to get a restaurant reservation real fast
right.
under her name, and right. her name doesn't have enough steam.
Can you imagine?
But what's his title? Like, Lord and Lady Hayden Guest, something like that?
I have her title. Her title is the Right Honorable the Lady Hayden Guest.
Yeah.
So I believe his title is also the Right Honorable Lord Hayden Guest.
So, you know, then so they'll tell her, Jamie Lee Curtis, no, we don't have any room. But, you know, for English nobility, they'll be like, oh, yeah, we can get you in. We can find you a table.
Call back 15 minutes later. This is Lady Hayden Guest. I'd like a table for this evening, please. I think that's funny. Well, the Christopher Hayden Guest is the fifth Baron of, oh, gosh. I was going to remember and I didn't. Well, for crying out loud. He was a member of the House of Lords. I believe we talked about that the last time we talked about Christopher Guest.
I don't think we've ever talked about Christopher Guest.
Sure we have. He was a member of the House of Commons, the House of Lords.
We've never watched a Christopher Guest movie.
We've talked about him.
No.
When we talk about Jamie Lee Curtis, long time ago.
Okay, sure.
Okay. All right, well, then I'm telling you something new.
Okay.
He was a member of the House of Lords from 96 to 99. And then after his term, the seat was abolished.
Oh.
And it was abolished because that was a time when, I don't know, people were rising up and they didn't think that just lords should be just put in the house just because they're a lord. You know, they wanted to, you know.
Oh,
you know, okay. So he's been married to Jamie. I read that since 84. And what this his title is a what is called a peerage. And what a peerage is the highest rung of the British nobility.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
So what he would have been would be, you know, peer of the realm. I thought that was interesting. That, you know, that the kind of history stuff is interesting to me. The peerages were started in the 1700s. And what they are is peerage of England. That would have been from before 1701. And they had the peerage of Scotland, also from before. Then the peerage of Great Britain was from 1701 to 1801. And the peerage of Ireland was mostly before 1801, but some from later. And then the peerage of the United Kingdom, mostly since 1801.
Okay.
So I guess that's, you know, the...
Because that would include Ireland and Scotland.
Right, after that. I thought that was interesting.
Sure.
His father was a UN diplomat, and his mother was the second wife, and she was a VP of casting. She was a VP of casting for CBS.
Oh, okay.
His grandfather was a labor leader politician. And you know what? I'm embarrassed to say I don't know exactly what that is in England, the Labor Party and the you know, that like in, it's also like that in Canada. They have the different parties.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm an ugly American. I don't really know about that kind of stuff.
One of the parties is the Tories.
Right. Right.
I know that. I don't know, you know, I don't know what each group stands for. I don't know how to translate that to what we have here.
Right. I can't either. And I guess I maybe should have looked at that. Maybe for the next time.
Yeah.
His family is interesting.
Okay.
Christopher Guest's family is interesting. His father converted to Judaism.
Sure.
But then his parent, Peter Guest's parents then later said that they were atheists.
Who's Peter Guest?
Peter Guest. And now I'm making up stuff. We don't have enough topics of conversation. I have to make up stuff.
Oh.
Christopher's father and mother later said that they were atheists.
Oh, you go through all that trouble to convert. And then you're just like,
That's what I thought. What?
Because to convert to Judaism is not easy.
No,
like they
no.
make it hard on purpose.
Right, and they don't let just anybody do that. That's not just something you can sign up for.
Right.
Holy cow. And Peter, why do we want to say Peter?
I don't know.
Christopher himself doesn't really claim to have any religious affiliation, which I think is a lot of people of his age. You know, I think that a lot of people that are American, they don't really have a religion. It wasn't something that we grew up with. You know, I guess. Well, he spent part of his childhood in England. He attended high school in New York. He studied classical music in Massachusetts, later becoming interested in country music. This is when he met up with Arlo Guthrie.
Okay.
Then after country music, he moved on to bluegrass and then to rock and roll. And he also went to Bard College for a year and studied acting.
Sure.
And, you know, I think that's kind of, he's a musician. I don't think he really is interested in doing one type of music, you know?
Yeah.
And that's okay. He began his career in the 70s in theater. And he moved in with a bunch of people for the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Oh, okay.
And that's where he met a whole bunch of these crazy people. And he had a little bit part in All in the Family. His character introduced Mike and Gloria because his character was the boyfriend of Gloria's best friend.
Oh, okay.
That's fun. That's fun. That's something I remember. I don't remember that particular show, but I remember All in the Family.
Yeah, Mike was Meathead, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He did Princess Bride in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, and before he was the Lord, he was just the Honorable.
Oh.
I guess that goes with, you know, the title business.
Sure.
You know, you're a title from the very beginning, and then you get to be the Lord after your parent dies, or, you know.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, he picked up with his little band of people in the 90s when he was doing improv.
Okay.
And
sorry.
That's okay. And he and Eugene Levy do a lot of the writing together. So.
Well, that's who wrote this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they wrote this movie together. No.
Yes.
Yes. And then I saw that he put his, what they did was they sat down and they wrote little cards describing people. They described the person that they were to be acting of. And then they had on the back of the card a little, you know, of the background. And this is how they derived these people that they have in this movie. I thought, that is amazing that they built this whole person out of a name and a description. But there again, I just think it's amazing that they can do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. And today, also today is Super Bowl day.
Here in the U.S.,
here,
yeah.
In the U.S. And in 2010, Christopher Guest did a huge, I don't know how many million dollar commercial for the U.S. Census Bureau that would be shown at the Super Bowl.
For the Census Bureau?
Yes, the Census Bureau.
Oh, okay.
Well, 10, that's when they would do a census on a 10. But yeah, he did a Census Bureau commercial for the Super Bowl. then how fitting. And he's done stuff for HBO and Netflix and, gosh, bunches of stuff. He's very prolific. What else? What else? What do you got?
Don't have a lot of trivia. And apparently I just stopped writing after a page and a half.
This was a rough week, wasn't it?
Having a bad time.
Jeez, OP.
Well, it's end of the month at work, so like I've been actually been busy.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Yeah.
And then, like, I come home and my brain is fried. Like, I don't want to do anything.
I get you. And your mom's calling you in the middle of the afternoon, wanting to know when we're going to get together. Good Lord.
Mom texted me last night and at 6:15 p.m. and was just like, are you up? And I'm like, kind of, yeah. Like, what's going on? And she's like, well, I've got to do my hair. Just like, how much time do I have? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I had woke up from my nap on the couch and I thought it was 6 o'clock in the morning. I'd gotten up. I jumped up. I got in the shower. I washed my hair. I thought, oh, I wonder if Lex is up. Should I, you know, it was sunny, a little sun. Well, it wasn't real sunny, but it was a little sunny. I thought 6 o'clock in the morning. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. No, Mom, it's still Saturday. Maybe we are funny and we just don't know it.
I don't know.
No, that's just stupid. But I've done that several times. Oh, well.
I did that to, like, the recently I did that to Justin. Like, I had gone to bed and I slept hard for like an hour and a half. And it was 5:30 in the morning. And I wandered out into the living room. What the hell are you doing here? And he's just sitting there eating, watching TV. And he's just like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you're supposed to be at work. And he's just like, what? I haven't come to bed yet. And I was just like, what? Well, you got to go to work. And he's just like, okay.
Then it dawned on him that.
And I was just like, oh, you haven't come to bed yet, which means it's still the day before. I'm going to go.
Never mind.
Be crazy somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Parker Posey got real braces for her character to wear.
I read that.
I also wonder if Michael Hitchcock did as well, or if he was just wearing some kind of retainer or something. But they both had that metal mouth sound to them.
Yes. Or did she get them because he had them?
I don't know.
I don't know. But I thought she literally went and got real braces for a part.
Well, she can pay for the damage it does to her teeth.
Yeah.
Fred Willard's character is based on baseball legend Joe Garagiola, who co-hosted the Westminster Kennel Club dog show.
Oh.
That makes a little bit more sense with him just talking crazy. And the straight man just like, right.
Just nodding and smiling. Oh my God. Joe Garagiola hosted the dog show?
I guess.
Okay.
Christopher Guest had cast Jane Lynch after he had directed her in a cornflakes commercial.
All right.
That was one of the first times you saw Jane Lynch.
Really?
Yeah.
She's everywhere. I just, you know, they just begin, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Eugene Levy wrote the two Terrier songs that he and Catherine O'Hara performed.
Okay.
Harlan Pepper's bloodhound is named Hubert. The French name for a bloodhound is the Saint Hubert.
Yes.
Or probably Saint Hubert.
Yes, I have heard that before.
Cool. And the last thing I wrote down is that much of the film was improvised and that the narrative outline was only 16 pages long.
Unbelievable.
It's very funny.
Yep.
I know that there was more. Fred Willard, his stuff was only shot in a day and a half because the other guy only had a day and a half.
Oh, wow. He's not part of the group.
Right.
He was just an Englishman that they needed. Ah, cool. I believe that. I believe that.
And Fred Willard was specifically instructed to have zero idea about dogs, about dog shows. He was instructed to have no clue what he was talking about. Jim Pittick, that was the other man, had he was expected to learn everything about dogs and dog shows to play the effective straight man.
Right. And he did a good job.
We did.
He really tried to not laugh or not look at him like, what are you
He didn't even
saying?
crack a smile. He was
No.
playing it straight.
I think if I had been sitting there next to him, I would have just looked at him like, what are you saying? My goodness, that's funny.
Jennifer Coolidge based her character on a very feminine, very phony woman whose children she's to babysit for when she first moved to LA.
Oh my goodness. And then Nicole Smith.
No.
That's what I thought when I've seen this before. I thought Vanna Nicole Smith. But maybe that was after that. I don't know. Such things.
Apparently, Meg was supposed to have a bit of a drug problem, but to ensure a closer to PG rating, drug use was edited from the final film.
Oh,
Meg was the high-strung woman.
I don't see how that could have helped any.
No, I mean it would have explained exactly why they were like completely strong the opposite way that they should have been strong.
Yeah, but did we need to know that? No.
No, doesn't really give anything to the character for me.
No, me either. Me either. Interesting.
The movie was filmed on 16mm handheld cameras and blown up to 35mm for three theaters.
That's why it looked like it looked. Okay. Nice.
That's about it.
I saw that in its first opening weekend, okay, put that, that it made $413,436 in 13 theaters.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Because we've talked about this before. In the 80s, movies weren't $20, $25 a movie.
No, even in 2000, they were still, relatively cheap for a late show.
Right. So it made that much money, and then the final gross was $20,789,556.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, at $8 a pop. Two, three, five, $8 a pop.
Yeah, I thought that was amazing. But yeah, we need movies like this. We don't need. I love me a good thinking movie. But on the other hand, I love me a good oh well movie.
And after two movies where we just had real hard watches, we just needed something that was just funny.
Yes. So it worked out really well. Yeah. How apropos that it is Westminster week.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy is right. Oh well. I think it's wonderful. I love this movie. I would watch this movie again and again. There's just something about it that is just okay with me.
Yeah. And we didn't have a theme meal
Right.
because there's a lot of food in the movie, but it's all quite nondescript and like no none of the main characters are really eating except Jennifer Coolidge at the end.
Right, and they had that one meal at the friend's house
Yeah.
that she said it was like
Hot plate food.
hot plate food. Yeah.
School lunch hot plate food.
Yeah, we could have pizza burgers.
Well, we could have had a meatloaf.
That's true too.
I love a
That's
meatloaf.
that was almost what it looked like they were eating.
That's what I thought.
You know.
That's what came to my mind when I was looking at their food. I was like, oh, that looks like a meatloaf and
Yeah.
potatoes and carrots and
Yeah. Yeah.
definitely could have eaten that.
But I did a lot of Googling looking for food in that movie and I got nothing.
Yeah. And
It
there's one part where they're having like a picnic where Cookie and Jerry are having a picnic and
Yeah.
it's like a cookout type stuff. They had a hot dog.
Yeah, they were at a party then. Yeah. And, you know, and then this morning when we were talking, I said, you know, dog shows, you know, the popcorn, chips, soda, hot dogs, hamburgers, you know, at the arena. I mean, but, and then there she is, Jennifer Coolidge, ordering a popcorn.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So we had breakfast. We just had breakfast with our movie.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. We didn't take pictures of it because it's not on theme.
Right.
Also, I was busy stuffing my face and not taking pictures.
And we also had, then we had puppy chow for.
Of course.
For dessert.
Yeah.
Which was delicious.
And when I told Justin I bought puppy chow for the movie, he was just like, what? Well, who are you going to give that to when you're done with it? And I was just like, what are you talking about? He was just like, well, are you going to give it, the dog food, to my mom? And I was just like,
I didn't, dog food?
I didn't buy dog food. I didn't buy puppy chow. I bought the Chex Mix puppy chow stuff. And he's just like, oh.
He did not expect to hear that from
you. Why are you buying dog food?
But that was our treat for today. It was delicious.
Yeah.
And there it was, right there at the Walmart.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. But it's not called puppy chow. I think only when you make it, it's called puppy chow.
I was not going to make it.
Well, it seems to me you have to get a pan out and cook stuff to make that.
I used enough pans this morning.
I know. She made some potatoes and sausage and eggs, biscuits. We had a wonderful meal. We absolutely love a breakfast. So that's always our fallback on meal.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that doesn't hurt anybody's feelings having breakfast.
No, absolutely not.
Well, and we didn't have a lot of deaths this week.
No.
You know, we've been having so many. But this week, all we heard about was Marianne Faithful.
Who was old. Real old.
Only 78.
That's pretty old.
That's pretty old. She's lived several lives in her time.
Yeah, hanging out with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
You live four or five lifetimes there.
Uh-huh, yeah, right. And Irv Gotti at 54.
Yeah, from Murder, Inc. I was kind of surprised.
Yep, it said he died of a stroke. Which, you know, black men, well, black people need to keep track of their blood pressure very carefully because they're very prone to things like this, and they die young.
54 is too young.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So go get your blood pressure checked. Take your medicine.
Everybody go get your blood pressure checked. Yeah. It's good for you.
Yeah. And I follow Usera, the cat. She passed away this last couple of weeks. She was neurodivergent. She was born what appeared to be normal, and as she grew, they discovered that she had this neuro disease that robbed her of her walking. And she's just a sweet little kitty. She was a sweet little kitty. She had a heart attack on the way to the veterinarian.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah. So, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But her dad was he's a funny guy. He has another little kitty right now that he does all these ads that check your little one's purse, and he's pulling stuff out of his little kitty's purse, the nip. Well, it's hard to keep them off of this and check their phones, and he has a little tablet in the little kitty's purse. It's so cute. The little kitty was most recently following Special Beans. So He kind of had to stop that, following a tomcat.
Oh dear.
Just cute stuff. Just cute stuff. I thought, you know me and my mindless entertainment.
Yeah.
I find things like that. But yeah, that was it.
Huh.
Two humans and a cat that I discovered. There were a lot of other people, but they were politicians and things we aren't interested in.
Speaking of which, you know who hasn't died yet, who should have been dead 30 years ago?
Oh, Lord.
Mitch McConnell. He's been falling over every the time. Somebody, why is that man allowed to walk?
He fell down two times in one day. Put him in a damn chair. Push him around.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yeah. Why? That's another thing. Why is he still in the, what, in the Senate?
Something like that.
Congress? I don't know. Why is he still working? He's like 310.
I don't know. We let Dianne Feinstein go on for a little too long.
Yeah, she died with her boots on. Yeah. Yeah. She should have been sent home a long time. When I saw her on TV and they were telling her, just say yes, and she did, I thought, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And
it's not a good look.
And Mitch McConnell, come on.
Every chance he gets, he falls down. And it's just like, my God, who is your handler?
Right.
And why are you allowed to even go near steps?
Right. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in Washington.
Well, we're not going to talk about that because we're just going to, it's going to get ugly real fast.
I can't believe it hasn't gotten ugly already. But maybe it is, and they're just not telling us yet. Well, we'll see. We'll see what Trump has to say at the Super Bowl this afternoon. I hope they don't let him talk.
I can't even. The tax dollars that is spent on a Super Bowl box tickets. I'm furious.
Yes.
There are a million other things that we could have done with that $1 million.
And what does it cost us to fly him there?
To have people
and
around
have
him?
His team around that? Oh.
Yeah.
I cannot even imagine.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't need to go to the Super Bowl.
No. But you know what I am excited about?
What
is the Kendrick Lamar halftime show?
Oh, there is tons of talk about that.
If he doesn't walk in playing Not Like Us and walk out playing Not Like Us, did he even show up?
I don't know. But can he legally walk in playing that?
Listen, nobody stopped him so far.
Okay.
And you know, the fact that that song came out in, like, May, where he, in no uncertain terms, makes some serious accusations, and nobody has sued him? Nobody has sued him directly is wild to me.
Yeah. Well.
Which makes me think where there's smoke, there's fire.
Absolutely.
We all know.
Come on.
Drake likes them young. We all know that he's weird and creepy with women that just turned 18. Gross.
All of which is none of our business.
Well, you know, when you're
yeah, but
flaunting it on your social media, I mean, you're kind of making it everybody's business.
Right. You are correct.
So, you know, that's why my social media is pretty bare bones.
Well, yeah, me too. I just, you know, I put cryptic stuff up on there and it's just weird.
I just, you know.
Plus, come on.
Wait, you know what?
Who are you kidding?
Yeah, but. If somebody flat out called me a pedophile,
I would have something to say about it.
And made $1 billion off that, I would have had a fucking fit.
Right.
Everybody would have got sued. I would have sued you.
Right.
I would have sued your songwriters. I would have sued your beat producers. I would have sued your record producers. I would have sued everybody. Instead, he's going after the label, saying the label hyped the song up. Well, the label has been hyping your songs up for years.
Right.
So,
and that the job of the label, you know, to hype the song?
Is that what we're really crying about? Not being called pedophile? Because I feel like one is worse than the other.
Right. Absolutely. But I guess if you are that, you can't take that to court and say you're not that.
You're not, and then have a group of women that are
right.
13 to 17 come out and be like, no, he was hollering at me.
Yeah. So we have to go at it from a different angle.
But I swear to God, when Kendrick won all those Grammys, I was just like, Drake's going to sue the Recording Academy. Like, that's his next move.
Yes. It's their fault. It's their fault that he's bad to me.
Yeah. You know, it's their fault that he's profiting off of me.
Right.
But seriously, though, 5 Grammys in a Super Bowl, like, is there anything bigger than that? Like, I don't think so.
Not in basically 1 week.
In Drake's entire recording career, he's only won 5 Grammys.
Wow.
Kendrick won 5 in one night.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that says something right there. Like I said, this is...
Kendrick is a songwriter. Kendrick is a performer. He's you know, he's a poet that doesn't get enough credit for his writing. Drake doesn't write any of his songs because he's a pop singer.
Okay.
You know, Beyonce doesn't write her own music, rarely.
Right.
You know, all of Drake's music is written by 4, 5, 8, 10 people.
Okay.
You know.
Well, this is not his week.
No, and it's, I'm waiting for him to sue the NFL. I'm waiting for him to sue the Recording Academy. I'm waiting.
Oh, so you're telling me you will be watching the Super Bowl today?
I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl. First of all, it comes on way past my bedtime.
Right.
First of all. And then I'm not even going to watch. I don't give a shit about the football. But go Eagles.
Yes. I'd rather have them win. I'm so tired of Taylor Swift.
No, I don't.
And that is, she will be playing tonight, right? Yeah. Oh, wait, never mind. This is football.
What? She might come on stage. She did a version of one of her songs where Kendrick did the little rap,
play
middle of it.
She may show up.
She might. Who knows?
Maybe the big man will show up too. I hope not. No.
No. But
Trump and his little dance. He looks like a little marionette.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, the Village People aren't playing, so he doesn't care.
Right.
I'm sure he'll have something racist to say about the halftime.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine.
But, like I said, I'm not a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I'm not even really a Philadelphia Eagles fan. I just like making that noise.
And I am who? I am for the team you are against.
Oh, so you're voting for Kansas City.
Well, I guess I have to if you've already claimed the Eagles.
Yeah.
I guess I do have to go with Kansas City.
Go Birds.
So, you know, I would much rather do the little bird sound like you said.
Yeah, it's way more fun.
And, you know, I don't think anybody should win 3 times in a row, so.
Well, I think it's fine. That's fine. I don't care. If you're having a good season, that's fine. What I do love are the people that are perpetually out of the Super Bowl, like the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
like they haven't been to a Super Bowl since like the 50s.
Oh, that's because they live in Texas.
That's because they play like shit. But they just play bad. The Detroit Lions. They've been picking up in recent years. They're still not good.
Well, what about was it the Browns? That came so close this year?
Wouldn't have been.
Who's the team here in Ohio that everybody loves that went so... See, we're not... It's obvious, painfully obviously, we're not football people here. But I'm sure that somebody here in Ohio was doing real well this year. And not just the Buckeyes. Are you looking up football stuff?
Yeah.
Who are the other football team in Ohio?
Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay. Maybe it was them. I don't remember. I don't know. But Cousin Dan, remember Cousin Dan called and asked about the football team? And that's the only thing I knew that they were doing well?
Bengals missed the playoffs.
Then it was the Bengals then.
The Browns.
Oh, the Browns?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. We're not football people. We don't really care. Sports people at all.
Seven teams have been eliminated in the AFC. The Titans, the Raiders, the Jets, the Patriots, the Jaguars, the Browns, and the Colts. So no, they didn't go to the playoffs either.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm then confused. I don't recall. But again, I don't care. But if you're a football fan, you go. She's looking up all the stats for us.
This caught my eye. UTMC doctor charged with setting fire to another doctor's home.
Wow.
This doctor, 33 years old, a fellow in the hematology oncology program at the university. The home he accused of setting fire to is in Sylvania Township on Carytown Lane. So that's an expensive ass house.
Wow. You know where Carytown Lane is.
Yeah.
You drive past that on the way to...
Charged with arson and aggravated arson.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
Young guy.
Well, we have crazy people here in Toledo, too.
Yeah. Lots of crazy people.
Yeah. Yeah. You're listening to two of them.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yes. Yes.
We're back in the TikTok game.
Oh, yes.
We haven't done a TikTok for the last few movies because there just hasn't been anything funny to say about any of the movies we've watched.
No.
So go find our TikTok for Best in Show. We've got little dogs. We got little armbands.
We were contestants.
We look nice. We had little medals for our little doggies.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. We do enjoy doing the TikTok.
Oh, 100%.
But there was just nothing. The last couple of movies have been... I've got no ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, Dead City.
Yeah. Crickets.
Yep.
So, you know, so, yeah, we're back. We're back at it.
Yeah.
We'll just have to find something to make a TikTok before we run out of TikTok time.
Oh,
think we're going to?
No.
Okay.
No. That was all a ruse,
right? Well, you have to wonder. You know, 4 years ago, Trump was at the head of the parade. Let's get rid of them. There, the Chinese government, blah 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 blah. And now today, like, oh no, they helped me win.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
What?
Well, they're stealing the Chinese are stealing our information. The American government is stealing our information. What does it fucking matter?
And if you've ever been on the computer, somebody already has your information, whether yeah. it's high or low. It, either way, you're out there.
Yeah.
So, I guess, get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's all bad.
Yeah, all bad. But when we looked at our bank statements this morning and saw unavailable, that was a little troubling.
That was a little troubling. I haven't gone back to look and see if it was just were they just doing maintenance?
Right. I'm hoping they were. They usually have a little note on the
that says
the site when they do that, but I've been on it a couple of times recently, but I can't say that I noticed that there was a we'll be down.
I have money again.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. We'll be able to eat this week.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah, that was troubling, but maybe we're supposed to get used to stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The American public is not going to do good in bread lines, I tell you that much.
No, no. No. And there aren't enough food pantries out there for all of us.
No.
So I started giving money at the grocery store. Want to round up for the food bank? Yes.
Oh.
Who knows if I might not need them next month or the month after.
Yeah.
When my government check doesn't come to me.
Jeez.
Well, we'll know in a couple of weeks. This is a little short month, so it'll go fast and we'll know right away if the old lady has to go out and find an immediate job or not.
Gross.
Yeah, I agree, because I like not working anymore.
Right, and where are you gonna go? You're an old woman.
Right.
DEI's gone, so who's gonna hire you?
Hey,
I'm just saying.
you, do they?
I'm just saying my list of places to go is getting smaller and smaller.
Well,
Target, one of my favorite places to go. I can't go there anymore.
I.
Because they wouldn't hire me.
Hey, I know a guy that works in human resources over there. You could probably get a job. I could put a good word in for you.
Yeah, okay. A middle-aged white woman. I might have half a chance, not a whole chance.
Right. You have some skills.
Don't matter.
I know. I know. You're right, baby. I'll have a tin cup at the and a sign at the entrance to Walmart. Homeless person. No. Unhoused. Is that the word now?
That's the word now.
Unhoused person. Please donate. Yeah.
I saw the other day somebody had an easel with art that they were selling at the corner of the road, and he had his Instagram handle, and he was going too fast. I couldn't read the handle, but I was like, that's an interesting way to get your name out there.
Was it a homeless person
I don't know.
or just an
Because they had
artist?
full easel.
How interesting. I buy art from that guy.
Well, he was at the corner, in front of the not the Speedway, the other gas station. What is that?
Oh, Sohio.
Yeah, is that a Sohio?
Not it's not so
Whatever.
BP. British Petroleum, BP.
Oh, is that what it is?
Right there at Monroe and Secor?
No,
That Sylvania?
at Talmadge in Sylvania, yeah.
Talmadge in Sylvania. How interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my. Okay. Well, hey, you know what? If you're an artist, you're gonna have to push your work somewhere.
Yeah. Gallery space is expensive.
I would imagine. I absolutely would imagine that. So you go.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah. Ah, cool. I'll drive by there and see. Recently, I can't say I've seen anybody there. I just haven't been there at the right time, right?
Yeah. Local art is so expensive.
Oh, I know.
I feel awful because I want to support local artists, but I also don't have 250 to just hand somebody.
Right. Right, because I've seen some really cool
But
stuff at art shows
I
around.
know that that's what your time is worth. I know that that's what your product is worth. I just
Well, they say people who create like that can't charge for time. So, but I mean, isn't that the basic of how everything works?
Yeah, isn't that
What
isn't
your time is
your
worth?
billable hours?
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. Seems odd to me, but You're right. You know, and I like to go to places and that have stuff like that. And you can see, and they're for sale, and that's really cool, but can't afford that.
No. No. And like, I have several artist friends on Facebook, and it's just like, God, your shit's so cool. But like,
but it's cost prohibitive.
It is. But listen, I guess if I were really interested in collecting, I would make it not cost prohibitive.
Yes. Yes.
But I also like eating.
Yes. And even though we say all the time, thank God I'm rich, not.
No, I'm working poor.
Thank God I have a job and I can pay for what I need.
Together, Big Daddy and I have a comfortable life. We're not well off by any means.
But you can afford to go to the grocery store and buy what you want.
Yeah.
You know, and that, and today, that says a lot. That you're not afraid to go to the grocery store because what's it going to cost me?
Right.
And thank God for that. Thank God that you can say that.
Right.
But I get it, you know. But I'm getting tired of hearing about the cost of eggs. If you don't know that there's a bird flu out there, shut up.
Listen, I bought eggs the other day, and they were still $4.69 a dozen.
I think that's what
which
you
is,
said.
Which is what they've been. The kind of eggs that I buy.
Right.
The store brand, cage-free, large eggs. They've been $4 for right. forever. So I'm not, you know. It's not hurting me.
Right.
You know, I'm going to buy the eggs because I want to eat them.
Right. And a hunk of steak costs more than that.
Well, so. Listen, Justin wanted these fancy sub sandwiches that he saw online.
Okay.
So I went to the grocery store and I bought fancy sub sandwich makings. I spent $65.
For a sandwich?
For a sandwich and cheesy potatoes, because that's what I made, and broccoli. That's what I made to go with it.
Yes. Yes.
What? That's $30 on goddamn lunch meat.
Yes. I get it. But again, you know.
The sandwiches were so good, though.
And it's all relative. It's just all relative. You can scrimp and save and, you know, be okay. Or you can just have scrambled eggs for dinner, which I'm okay with.
I would have went to like Jersey Mike's and spent $40 off the rip just for a couple right. sandwiches anyways.
That's
and
correct.
At least I got four sandwiches out of this.
Right. And you had two sides to go with it.
Right.
You know, instead of a little tiny bag of chips.
A bag of chips and a giant soda pop.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all relative, baby. It's all relative.
Yeah.
And until this bird flu gets under control.
Yeah.
And the CDC is going to have to do that. They're going to have to do some studying. And they're working on a vaccine for the birds and stuff. But I heard something disturbing yesterday that some house cats are now getting bird flu.
Wow.
And several have died because of the bird flu. And I thought, OMG.
I can't take another cat dying.
No.
Butterscotch really fucked me up a little bit.
I know, baby. I remember. But
like, no.
I would think that the only way a cat could get the bird flu is if they ate a bird that had it.
Oh. But then that's not a house cat. That's an outdoor cat.
But
some people let their cats out.
Right. Some people let them in and out.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have a house cat, keep it in the house. Don't let it out.
Yeah. Justin was sick for over a week. It wasn't like flu-y, but like he was sick.
He just had a bad cold?
I don't know what he had.
Did you ever check him for COVID? Maybe he had COVID.
That was one of the first things he did was check for COVID. The test is right there. Sitting right there.
Okay.
Why it's not in the garbage, I don't know.
Maybe he wanted to keep it for posterity.
Maybe. But yeah, he's just like, maybe I've got COVID. I said, well, there's a test in there. And I said, you know, there's like some mucus thinning stuff in the cabinet. You know, from when I had COVID, I mean, it's probably a little expired, but I mean, it won't hurt you till you go out and get more.
Right. But flu is very bad here in town. RSV. Was he coughing? Maybe he had RSV.
Yeah, he had a real bad cough. He said, I'm making myself dizzy coughing.
Oh, dear. Maybe he was more toward the RSV.
I don't know. But it went on for like a full 5 days. He was under the weather. And then the next couple few days, he was just like,
I get it. And then he popped back out. Well, that's a good thing. But, you know, you guys aren't getting any younger. I mean,
no.
Stuff hits you harder.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't get a flu shot every year. I do.
Oh, me too.
I got a flu shot and a COVID shot this year. Come at me.
Yeah, me too. I got the pneumonia shot. That's good for a few years, I think.
Yeah.
Never had pneumonia, but I've been started getting them. So, you know, because I ain't getting any younger either.
Uh-uh. And I had bronchitis once. That was awful.
I did not get the RSV vaccine. I kind of didn't want to get that.
Well, and who knows what kind of vaccines we're going to be able to get in the future.
Right. Right.
With a former heroin junkie as the head of Health and Human Services. A heroin junkie who doesn't believe in vaccines.
Yeah. Well, you know, and pulling out of the USAID, you just don't know what's going to come in an airplane to us. You know, that's what they paid for. They paid for vaccines for poor countries. And they took vaccines to poor countries. You just now that they're going to dismantle that, who's going to take care of that?
Nothing. Nobody.
Right. And therefore, something's going to get on an airplane and come over here. Just like Ebola did, and Mpox, and, you know, every other disease that is a tropical disease.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all going to die.
Yeah. Gosh, I used to think later more than sooner, but now maybe it's going to be sooner more than later. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all bad.
Oh, my gosh, Alexis, how did we get into such deep water here?
I don't know. We said we weren't going to do that, too.
I know. We say that all the time, and then that's our go-to complaining. No. We got to stop this. We got to stop this. But
we got 103 views on our TikTok.
Holy cow. People were waiting.
Yeah.
Fun. Thank you.
So that's pretty cool. People have liked it.
That's good.
We look cute. We put on faces and
yeah, I did. I got up.
Nice clothes.
I got up yesterday and did my hair and oh my gosh, you poor people out there with elderly mothers. I'm sorry, Lex.
I knew exactly. As soon as I typed at 6:18 p.m., I knew that you didn't know it was nighttime.
I did not know it was nighttime.
I thought you would see the p.m. and go, oh, it's nighttime.
Nope, I didn't see the p.m. Didn't even see it.
But I got up, I had set my alarm for 5, and I got up and I hurried up and got ready, just in case at 6:15 you were like, you ready? You up? You alive?
No, I didn't go back to sleep until about 3, so I set my alarm for 7.
Jesus Christ.
No, I watched TV through the night, and I had a bowl of noodles. I had some noodles.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
They were delicious. I love Amy's chili noodles.
Yeah. You want to come up here and say something?
Oh, Tallulah's going to join us.
You want to talk?
Of course, now she doesn't want to talk. She's been talking all morning, but not now.
She's been fighting me. Oh, she fought me for my breakfast all morning. Gave me the claws medium style.
And she came over to try to get mine. Flipped egg on the floor. I'm hoping she picked it up because I didn't see it when I stood up. Oh, no,
we definitely need to find that.
Oh, so, okay. I'll look under the couch. Maybe it bounced under. I thought maybe she'd go get that, but she didn't want egg.
She didn't want any egg.
She didn't want biscuit.
She wanted my biscuit.
Okay.
She got biscuit from me.
Your biscuit is better than my biscuit.
It's the same goddamn biscuit.
No, it was on your plate. She tried. She tried so much. I've never seen a cat who wants food off a plate so much. I just have never had a cat that was interested in human food.
Oh, no. What you got? Is this for me? Let me put my hand in it.
She's a stinker. But she's so pretty.
Jelly watched the movie with us. That was pretty cool.
Yes, he hasn't been coming out lately to do movie with us.
Yeah. I came home. Yesterday, I came home. Ash was in the half pipe. And I was just like, where's everybody else at? Hold on. Let me show you. I walked in the bedroom and this is what.
Oh, everybody was still in bed. Oh, my God. Look at them. Aw.
Little turkeys.
That's funny. Yeah, Jelly hasn't been coming out to watch movie with us the last few weeks. So it was nice to have him.
Yeah. Well, other than that, I don't have a whole lot to say.
I got nothing.
Go find this movie. It's really not streaming anywhere. It is on YouTube for free with commercials.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
No, it wasn't too bad. But seriously, spend the hour and 45 minutes it takes to watch it with commercials.
It's funny.
It's very funny.
It will put a smile on your face.
And then go find Spinal Tap. If you're a metal fan, you'll completely understand why it's so funny.
Maybe I'll watch that again.
Oh, so funny. And all the people in it. Frank Drescher's in it.
Yep. Oh, such things. Okay. Well, sounds good to me.
Yeah. We'll find something to watch. It'll be low impact so Mom gets a breather.
Unless we have snow.
Unless we have... We got a little bit of snow last night.
They're talking about it a couple of inches later in the week. Maybe Saturday. When is Valentine's Day? Friday?
Friday.
Then like Saturday. They're talking a couple of inches.
Okay.
So, who knows? Maybe we should plan in case there's snow one day.
Okay.
I'll try again. I tried last week. I didn't get there.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Oh, well. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you at some point soon. And we'll watch something great.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.